episode 123. We're back, Rob.
123.
123. It's like the electric company.
ABC, 123.
Yeah. Speaking of, I saw a hilarious post, social post the other day, speaking of like electric company and things like that. And I wish I could pull it up and read it to you, whatever. But it was basically this. It was, have you ever considered that, Cookie Monster? Okay. The character. Right? It was basically, have you ever considered that Cookie Monster, is speaking, English is a second language, basically. And wouldn't it be great to hear him speak in his native tongue?
Yeah.
You know? And I'm butchering the tweet or the post or whatever like that. You know what I mean? But the concept of the fact that, oh man, it makes so much sense that Cookie Monster, that English isn't his first language, and that's why he speaks all weird. It would be hilarious if we saw Cookie Monster speaking in his native tongue.
His native tongue.
And then just with subtitles or whatever for some weird Sesame Street promo. You know?
Somebody was, it wasn't Cookie Monster. It was Oscar the Grouch.
Okay.
And they were, Howard Stern was
talking
yesterday.
Oh, no. Here we go.
About how Ronnie, the limo driver, who's now moved out to Vegas and whatever else, but is basically Oscar the Grouch. This is not going to be a funny story for anybody who doesn't listen to it. But he's so angry. He's so angry.
Yeah.
All the time.
I did love Oscar the Grouch.
Oscar was great.
I mean, all my kids are like grown up and stuff. I mean, I'm assuming all the stuff is still rocking and rolling. Right? I mean, I think so. There was something where Sesame Street moved over to HBO or something, I think, right? Or wasn't it like there was some kerfuffle about it? Like, but I think all that stuff's still rocking and rolling, right?
Well,
didn't the
writers come out and say, the guy who wrote for Bert and Ernie came out and said they're a gay couple.
Oh, I don't remember that.
I think I just read a thing about it the other day.
Of course they're a gay couple.
Of course they're a gay couple.
Yeah, but like none of that matters.
But he modeled it after his own relationship.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
I read that like 2 days ago.
Okay.
I didn't go into a deep dive with it, but I just saw the.
Okay.
The guy who forever writer was like, of course they're a gay couple. Yeah. And I modeled them very much after my own relationship.
Hey, man. I mean, don't they say if you're a writer that like write what you know?
Yeah, of course.
Right? You know, truth and, you know, humor is found in the obvious, right? The true stories. Anyway, episode 123 went on a little electric company tangent there. Thought today we'd talk about spam. Spam.
The only other tie-in I can do real quick. I saw a campaign for Topgolf.
Okay.
And they...
You're talking tie-in to 123?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm tying into Sesame Street.
You just killed my spam intro. That's okay.
I'm tying into Sesame Street. It's two puppets.
Okay. For Topgolf?
Yeah. Okay. That are at the broadcast. They're broadcast.
Okay, got it.
Guys,
got
for
it?
For Topgolf.
Yeah.
And they were developed by Henson's company.
Okay. Okay.
As Muppet Creations.
That's cool. I mean, Muppets, dude, they're legit. I mean, come on, Muppets are awesome.
Who's your favorite Muppet?
Who's my favorite Muppet? I mean, it's hard to knock the two old guys up in the corner or of the balcony. I can never remember their names. They have crazy names.
What were their names?
The band, man. I mean, you gotta love the band, everybody else, I mean, they're fine. You know what I mean?
Beaker is pretty good.
Yeah, Beaker's good. The Swedish Chef was pretty good.
Swedish chef.
Was there
a little shrimp always running around?
Yeah, it's a little shrimp prawn kind of person, I mean, I think when I was a kid, if you asked me this when I was a kid, I was all about, Pigs in Space.
And Pigs in Space was great.
Because it was rare. It was so
Pigs
good.
Exactly. Space.
Yeah, but it was rare, but like, you only saw it like once every two or three weeks.
They didn't
it was
do
a Pigs
it all
in
the
Space,
time.
You know? And then I did have a soft spot, shockingly, everyone will be shocked to hear this, for Super Grover, you know?
Oh, Super Grover.
Yeah, he had the arm out and stuff like that.
Yeah, the arm out and the cape.
And I think it's because it was just an Adventures of Mischief. You know what I mean? It was the greatest American hero before the greatest American hero. Right? I mean, it's just things didn't work out. I mean, and dude, the guests, I mean, you look back on
everyone.
Everyone was on that show. And it was, they'd go on as themselves. They'd go on as their movie characters.
Yeah.
I mean, they had the Star Wars tie-in, right? And it's like, here's all the Star Wars.
Yeah.
But
I think
they're all
Prince that was on it a few times. Dude, I mean, I think everybody was
on it. Yeah, definitely a who's who of, you know, like, hey, I'm hanging at the grocery store.
You get invited to go, like, you can't not go.
You got to do it.
I mean, you got to do it.
Yeah, and then as an adult, I did love, there was some book in the library or something, like, how all of the... Muppets came to life. I always thought that was really cool. Like how he animated Big Bird, like how there was person here and then his hand was up, you know, like they had all the, like the in between, like the X-ray vision drawings or whatever.
Yeah.
I always thought that was cool. So I don't know. What was your favorite Muppet?
I mean,
you're going to say Fozzie.
No.
Who was the dog that played piano? What was his name? He was pretty good too.
Oh, he was pretty good.
Rolf.
Yeah, it was Rolf.
Okay.
I was just an animal. Just the maniac behind the drum kit. I thought he was great. But I don't know, there were so many good ones. I mean, Beaker I always thought was funny.
Yeah.
Me.
Me. Yeah.
I saw, because I used to go up, I did a 5-year run where I went up to Newport at the Folk Festival.
Yeah.
One of the last ones that I went up to on the clip. They always do a big closing set on Sunday evening.
Okay.
As the sun's going down over the water, it's beautiful.
Sounds awesome.
At the fort. And Jim James, who's the lead singer of My Morning Jacket, came out and closed the festival by singing Somewhere Over the Rainbow with Kermit.
Oh. Was there an actual puppet?
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, he had Kermit.
The guy was doing it. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Did Rainbow Connection, I mean.
Rainbow Connection.
Rainbow Connection. Okay. Not Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Rainbow Connection as the closer.
A million years ago. This is going to sound so strange. When I think of Kermit the Frog singing, I think of my dad.
Okay.
And it makes no sense whatsoever, but my dad and I did karaoke in Singapore, 30 years ago.
Okay.
And we had a few beverages, and we sang Like a Bridge Over Troubled Water. And I could not stop laughing because my dad sounded like Kermit the Frog when he was singing. And it's still, I have
like
now,
yeah, I'm trying to do
like intrinsically they are meshed together in terms of like my dad and Kermit the Frog. And it makes no sense.
But he wasn't trying to sound like Kermit the Frog.
No.
It just is his natural.
He was giving it his all.
He was going for it.
Yeah, he was going for the gusto, you know? One of the only times I've ever done karaoke. It was super fun. So,
I've only done it once or twice.
Yeah, it's a strange thing.
It's weird.
Anyway, there's no way to pivot back to Spam. We were going to originally talk about
not
Spam.
Not the lunch meat.
Yes, which I do love the tagline that was updated recently or whatever. Sizzle, pork, and Have you seen those commercials?
I don't think I've seen those commercials.
Oh, it's the great – it's like a –
When does a Spam commercial come on?
I don't know. Whatever I'm watching Spam commercials.
Spam commercials?
Remember the old Jimmy Dean? How it was like the strapping scene of the cooking, like the click, like sound design.
Yeah, it was all sound design.
And it's all tight, like the cast iron skillet and the egg breaking and the this and the that. You know, it's kind of like that. It's like you've got the can of Spam and they're chopping up the Spam and then it's in the lodge kind
of
cast iron thing.
Of
course it is. And they have renamed it Sizzle, Pork, and
That's not just the tagline. That's like the name of it now?
Well, it's Spam, and then it goes Sizzle, Pork. Okay. Yeah, I don't really know what Spam ever stood for. I mean, does it stand for something? I don't even know.
I never looked into it. There's a place in the world for Spam. Have you had Spam?
I mean, not. Speaking of my dad, probably not since I lived with my parents.
Yeah.
I mean, so it's,
we used
40
to
years.
Camping. We'd take a thing of Spam when we went camping as Boy Scouts or whatever.
Yeah. What's the difference with that and like corned hash? Some type of
corned beef hash?
Corned beef hash.
Well, corned beef hash.
I feel like they're kind of together, aren't they?
Well,
or am I making that up?
Spam is like, Spam is a little more like sausage.
Yeah, but it's like the
corned
cranberry.
Hash is like loose.
It's like the Thanksgiving cranberry sauce.
Oh, yeah.
For meat. You know what I mean? You pull it out of the thing, and it looks like the shape of
the shape of the thing. Yeah. My kids love that canned cranberry.
Yeah, my kids do too.
I can't stand it.
Yeah, no, I'm not a huge. I like just regular cranberry sauce.
But that's not the kind of Spam we were supposed to talk about.
No Spam. No, we're talking about like the inundation. We could have done this podcast 10 years ago,
right?
In terms of the inundation is that even a word? I don't even know.
Yes, I'm gonna accept that.
How we all just get overwhelmed and bombarded with everything. I mean, it's everything now.
Yeah.
It used to be like, okay, your email. Now it's like your email. It's your text messages. It's your phone constantly. It's your office
phone.
My phone
has gotten bad.
It's your cell phone. I mean, it's just this constant, to the point where, hey, we run our own business and we need new clients, from time to time, and we solicit new work and new, like, I don't even answer my phone sometimes, I'm like, I don't know that person. Like, that's Spam, dude. Someone's calling to sell me whatever. So, and it is, within our industry too, it is constant just media this or collaboration that or white label this service. And I'm sure it's like this for every other, industry too, right? Where you just get industry specific. But I mean, it is just constant yeah. Well, bombardment.
You thought it was going to get better there for a while, or at least I did.
Well, I think when we had the no-call registry.
Yeah, like, I mean, there was hope out there. Oh, you can join the no-call registry. Yeah. But you know how I feel about unsubscribe buttons.
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead and tell our subscribers.
I think that's just a
speaking of subscribers.
Yeah, I think that's just a ploy to get more spam.
Yeah. It's verification that there's a person on the end of that email.
Yeah, yeah. You're confirming.
Yeah.
But it has gotten bad.
Yeah, and we're heading into political season.
Oh, it's... Well, so now the latest and greatest that I'm getting recently is the spam is a text, and it's not just because I get Trump texts, I get Democrat texts. I mean, yeah.
You got everybody.
Nonpartisan. Yeah. I'm a nonpartisan spam receptacle.
Yeah, yeah. You get it all.
I get it all. But the newest is it'll lead with George Clooney here, or Julia Roberts here.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
leaning
or
into
Jimmy Kimmel here.
That's total BS.
Well, of course it is. Yeah. Jimmy Kimmel's not texting me. but it leads with the celebrity.
Okay. Celebrity
endorsement. To then get you to
whatever
the political motivation is.
Oh my lord.
From there. But yeah, I mean it's
well, what about have you ever gotten the like the like, "Hey, this is Jessica. Who is this?"
Oh yeah.
You know, those types of weird nebulous, like, "Hey, new phone, blah, 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 blah." And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Like, just trying to get the fish on the line, right?
Yeah.
Of like, you know, this is a real number. So.
Yeah.
Do you block? I block every single number on my phone. I probably
delete and report junk.
Okay.
I hit delete and report junk.
But you don't hit info. You don't do info and then go to the number and then block it.
No.
Okay, I block all the numbers.
Because it's always different. I mean, it's always.
Oh, well, it's a bank of thousands of numbers.
Yeah, But I love, I mean, one of my favorite pastimes is the spam call.
Oh, yeah.
To mess with those folks.
Yeah.
Lately, they've been offering me a lot of drugs.
Yes, you get a lot of medicinal calls.
And it's the same guy, because we're in a bit of a tiff now.
Frederick, you called me last week.
It's a fun game that me and this gentleman play.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we have a PG-rated podcast, but, I'm pretty sure he told you to F off at one point, right?
Oh, he told me to F off.
Yeah.
After I told him I didn't need Cialis or any of the boner pills.
When was the last time someone called you and then they told you
to
F off?
Yeah.
That's fantastic. I mean, that's the world that we're in.
Yeah. I mean, I gave him a pretty hard time, but.
Yeah. So, I mean, all this being said, I mean, the world is spent, we could talk about it for another 20 minutes, just in terms of how awful it is and funny little anecdotal stories, right? But the question has to surface or there has to be, it has to continue to exist because it works.
Oh,
on
absolutely.
Some level,
yeah,
it works.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, it doesn't cost hardly anything to execute, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And if you have a 0.0003
rate
of return on it, I mean you're it's working.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the question then becomes, when does I'll say cold calling. When does cold calling become spam?
Mm.
And is cold calling spam?
Do you consider cold calling spam? I kind of do.
I think some cold calling is absolutely spam, but not all cold calling is absolutely spam.
Okay. Okay.
And we were talking before we started talking to our broader audience of millions globally.
Well, there used to be go ahead and finish.
Well, I was going to say, so example. Here at the office, we were in search of a new cleaning service.
Correct.
And it just so happened that this particular local company, local, but the local franchise, called, and we happened to answer on that particular, and lo and behold, we had absolutely had the need that they were offering. And we said, you know what? Yeah, come on by.
Yeah.
And they did, and they presented themselves well, and we ended up.
Yeah, we hired him.
Hiring.
It totally worked.
So it totally worked.
Cold call.
So that's
now,
a cold call.
Do you consider that – so in this instance, do you consider that cold call spam?
I
because there can't be any way – like I'm going to call that a lightning strike moment, right? Meaning we didn't put anything out there in the ecosphere letting anyone know. Right? I mean it was just the perfect timing, which is fine. Like sometimes you call and you get lucky and you hit exactly a pain point for somebody that they need, so it was a lightning strike moment, and it totally ended up working out. But so is that a cold call, right, or is that spam?
I would say it's absolutely a cold call.
Yeah. Okay.
Is it spam?
Sizzle pork and.
I don't know. I mean,
I mean, we
here's my problem.
We get cleaner stuff all the time. The connotation
of spam is that it is
negative,
nefarious.
Yeah,
that there's nefarious activity.
Okay.
Oh, the Saudi prince.
Yeah.
Owes you.
Yeah.
You know, send this Bitcoin and blah 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 blah. Spam.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's not always nefarious. I mean, if you're talking about political spam.
Yeah.
The Dems are doing this. Make sure you give to Biden, or make sure you give to Trump, or whatever else. I mean, is that spam? I would consider that spam, even though it's not nefarious. Spam's annoying.
Yeah, it's
cold just, calling's not annoying.
Yeah, I mean, if a photographer moved to Atlanta and was calling all the advertising and design firms, right, to introduce themselves and say, "Hey, I'm new. I'd love an opportunity to blah 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 blah." That's a cold call, and to me, that's not spam.
That's not spam. That's
because there's relevancy there.
Yeah. Right? And that's business development.
Yeah, yeah. You know, we recently got GSA certified. Well, recently, about a year or so ago, GSA certified, right? And we are listed with the government, right, on every single level. You know? You know, federal, state, local, everything, right? Once you're in the database, man, I mean, the floodgates are – I mean, the amount of stuff we get just because of that listing, right? To me, that's all spam. Dude, that is 100% spam. Like, I don't need to buy 10,000 chairs, you know?
Yeah,
I don't need ladders. You know, we're just, now we're in the list of everything, right?
It's
spam, right? But again, I'll go back to, like, it wouldn't happen so much and increase with such frequency if it didn't work. Now, I don't understand the calls, right? The calls, I don't think, I'm surprised that still has ramped up as much as it does. Because I don't know anyone.
General cold calling?
Well, general like calls and texts to your cell phone of just randomness. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just random. I'm selling, you know.
Medicine. Drugs.
Yeah. I'm selling, you know, solar panels or I'm selling, you know, just anything, you know. That to me seems so strange. You know, that's like the new version of the direct mail, right?
Yeah.
Of like, you know, oh, I got my packet of postcards of people selling me stuff or whatever like that. So
I think because the word spam is so close to scam.
Yeah.
That I always, there's
a negative,
negative connotation to it.
Well, so we just blatantly explained that it totally worked for us. We got a lightning strike moment. And we have a great service. We have a great partnership with those guys, whatever. Can you think of anything else where a cold call out of nowhere or a spam or whatever like that has totally worked for you? Personal or business or whatever?
Well, I can't, so, let's see.
Long dramatic
pause.
Well,
I was trying to think about the idea of.
I mean, we used to run all the LinkedIn campaigns.
I thought
that's where you might be going with
that's
this.
That's where I'm going with this.
Okay.
And so years ago, back when LinkedIn was less inundated with advertising.
Well, pre-Microsoft purchase.
Yeah. It was actually a pretty great resource. And it's still, I'm not saying it isn't still, but
no,
it
we just ran a LinkedIn campaign for a client and had incredible success, actually.
It so. Used to be,
this is not what it
was
used
a different,
be.
It was a different environment, right?
Absolutely.
As all things are. And we ran a very successful LinkedIn campaign for ourselves.
Yeah, absolutely.
And a lot of times what we'll do just in a broader sense for clients is we like to beta test things on ourselves.
Yeah.
And for our shop to make sure that A, we understand how they work, and B, they're effective, so that we're selling something that works to our clients.
Absolutely.
Right? It's very important to us.
Yeah.
And so we did that with this particular initiative. This was years ago. And we put together a LinkedIn campaign, and we very specifically targeted two separate audiences, sort of B2B stuff. And we had success with it.
Totally worked.
Now, I would say that's not spam. I would say because we had a very targeted list. And we were,
I'm going to call it like a connection based campaign, meaning we connected with like-minded individuals and they had to opt in to accept, call it a friendship request.
Yeah.
It's not what it is in LinkedIn, but they had to actually link in to get another message. So, you know, there was an outgoing message that was like, hey, so and so, you know, we've got the same, you know, there was relevancy there, whatever that message was. It was very specific and targeted to them. If they didn't want to accept, they didn't have to accept.
Right.
By any stretch, you know.
It wasn't like we subscribed them and they had to then go unsubscribe.
Yeah, or they never subscribed in the first place and then 20 emails later they're like, get me off. Like that wasn't the point of that. There was no automated magic once you interact, if that makes sense, you know. So.
Right.
But to your point, it was a different world.
And
yeah, that was the kind of a conversational marketing outreach program.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It worked really well. And that was like a person. It was us. You know what I mean? It was us connecting with people.
To me, maybe this is it. Maybe the difference between cold calling and spam is fundamentally, if you're cold calling, or otherwise, and doing it right, there is a shared common interest in the person that you are reaching out to.
Sure.
Right? So, like with the LinkedIn or whatever else, it's like, okay, we operate in this particular space and your company is in this space.
Correct.
Can we be of service to you?
Yeah.
So maybe that's it. Maybe it's just there, you know, it's when you get stuff out of the blue that's like, when I get Trump texts.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just,
clearly they have not done their research.
Sure,
let's just say that. And it's just a blanket.
It's just a numbers game.
Just a numbers game.
Yeah.
Without any relevance whatsoever.
Yeah.
So maybe that's the difference.
Yeah. But outside of our cleaners, I can't tell you another time where lightning struck and there was no connection or vetting or any of that kind of stuff.
Well, I mean, I just sent a bunch of Bitcoin over to Persian. Any minute, the funds are supposed to end up in my...
I like that you said Persia.
In my account. To the old world.
I mean, you know.
No.
I mean, we joked on a previous episode about, you know, Instagram ads and things like that. I mean, there's a lot of scamming and things like that happening.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, credit card being all of a sudden, boom, it's gone and all that kind of stuff, you know. So that's interesting. But I think that's different. I think just the amount of, like, calls we get and emails, just all this stuff is just, I mean, it's overwhelming, you know, and I can only imagine. So,
well, and I think to your point also, like, you know, when somebody sends you like 7 emails, like, oh, did you not see my last?
Yeah.
Email? I'm surprised I haven't heard back from you.
Bumping this to the
bumping
top.
This to the, and it's
God.
When you've gone 7 times without getting a response, like,
dude,
people, let's limit your drip campaigns.
Well, I mean,
like, I mean, come on.
Yeah, yeah. I would say like 2 years ago, I think I had it and was like, if one more person sends me a virtual cup of coffee calendar invite.
Oh, my
word. Right. Like you now have just, you've sent me a calendar invite. Like you didn't need, there's no form of communication and we're having a virtual cup of, like just the phrase virtual cup of coffee. I was like, I want to punch you in the face. Like I will never do business with you just on principle.
Just
like
on,
this is making me nuts. You know, like, no, I do not want a virtual cup of coffee with a stranger, you know, like, but that was, you know, again, we're COVID special. Right. So, I mean, and people are trying anything they could to survive. So, well, spam, I'd say like, hey, send in your crazy spam stories or spam successes. You know?
How about people just coming to the door?
Oh man,
this is a funny. We'll end on this funny little anecdote.
Well, which story are you going to tell? Because well, I mean, we've been in our building long enough to. We've got many.
Well, this was a couple of weeks ago. And it was
couple
late.
Couple of weeks ago, I wasn't here for this, was I?
No, you were not here. For
okay.
This. And I was on a call. And the doorbell rings, and Lou, the dog, the guard dog, goes crazy,
barking away,
loud.
Doing her job.
Be.
Yeah.
So I'm on my call and somebody here goes and answers the door and it was.
Well, it should be known that we keep our door locked now.
Yeah, we keep
We used
door
to
locked.
Keep the door open and like, I mean, 10 years ago, you'd have like copy repair guys.
Yeah.
Just wander on in and you have, you're like, I'm your local FedEx rep and I'm interrupting your story. You know, but like,
yes.
But now, you know, and then COVID and then people in and out of the office. Oh, we just keep the door locked.
We
don't need walk-in customers. We're not a, you know.
So
haircut
the, so
place.
The person, the company shall remain nameless, but the person said, oh, hey, I work with this particular company. It was a media company, I can say that. I was here, are either Don or Rob here?
Yeah.
And the gentleman who answered the door said, Don's out of the office, and Rob's actually on a call right now. And that wasn't like BS. Like, I was literally on a call,
yeah.
And she goes... Oh, okay. Well, can you go get him? And he kind of looked at her and was like, no.
Yeah, no.
He's on a call.
Yeah,
I'm not going to interrupt his call.
So funny.
And then proceeded to drop off, which was very nice, drop off some food and some treats. But they were questionable food and treats.
I don't think anybody ate those foods and treats.
It was a cookie.
Oh, boy. Okay.
It was a cookie. And it was
cookie good. That was consumed.
It was in a wrapper, though.
I love the balls though. I mean, just like, hey, I don't care what kind of call that guy's
on. Oh, he's on a call? Great.
Yeah.
Go interrupt him.
Go get him.
Go get him.
He's presenting next year's campaign for something, you know? It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I'm here with a questionable cookie.
Needless to say, that did not work.
No, that's pretty funny.
That's not, don't do that.
Yeah. God, I know. That's another episode of, you know, random people that have come in off the street, you know?
Oh, so. Lord.
Some funny stories there.
Or interviews gone bad.
You and I are both thinking exactly the same thing.
We'll save that for another time.
That's a good teaser. All right. Where can people find us on that other time, Rob?
All right. You can spam us at either Rob or Don at mocktheagency.com. You can find us on the internets and then, of course, on the socials. We're not hard to find people.
All right, everybody.
All right.
Thanks.
Good luck avoiding spam out there. We'll talk to you next time.
All right, bye.